Welcome everybody, my name is Daniel Molina. I'm going to work this talk, who need Excel managing the student qualification with OurTable. I'm a professor, I work every day, I have to qualify my student. What more would consider normal in this situation would be to use Excel or LibreOffice for doing that. However, I think that approaching it from Emacs has several interesting advantages. First, I would like to write the qualification next to the justification, next to the error, the student error, and that's why for me I'm not comfortable to doing that. Actually, I always prefer to write in Emacs for many reasons, as many of you. Also, I love test format because I can compare version using a control version system like GIT and easily the change. This is very useful for the revision period in which a student visits to me and maybe I can change the qualification for any reason. I also can export the results directly to PDF to publish them in my online campus for the student. I have many tools for doing that. I already knew about OurTable formula, and thought it could be very cool and useful to use Emacs for that, and I eventually found a package, OurGBL aggregate, that seemed adequate for doing that. Unfortunately, I didn't see a lot of information about how to do that in a painless way. So I have to learn training and testing, and then prepare this talk to solve that problem and to help other teachers. Anyway, it could be used not only for teaching but by more context. Well, let's start. First, I have two sections, the comments and the section of the table or result. I have the comment for each student is in a different headline, is very used to check with no coach. I can go directly using your help or ID or consult to go directly to the section. So it's very nice. Then I put the comment, right, completely wrong, it answer other question. I put other comment here that I could send to the student, you can imagine, and then I can put the qualification, the score for the student. The thing with that is initially when I started doing that, I put, I don't know, the exception and a qualification with that. Okay, that's 1 point, this a 3, and use a column total with something like that. Okay, that's nice. But then when I started getting more and more part, I consider that it's more useful to put for each part which is the maximum qualification, for each on the range of the qualification. In that case, I'm going to put the first one is 2 score, the second 3 points, the third one is 1 point, and the last one 4 points. And instead of putting that in that way, I like to put 1 is completely right, 0 is completely wrong, or maybe some intermediate values about that. Of course, I have to change the qualification, the formula, so it's very simple. I only have to multiply the values of the second line with that. So it's very useful for doing that. Okay, that's the first part. So I can put the comment, I can go to the section, I can increase, I'm going to put more qualification. Now I'm going to put the table. First, I'm going to change the rename, the column name, because it's easier when there is only one work. And it's very simple to use. You only have to put the name, aggregate, the name of the table, in that case, group A, and in another string, the column. For example, name, so name total, and you can see that you can get a lesson list with all the students, but only with the final score to put that to publish them. Okay, even you can update, rename the column, not the original table, but in the resume table, using in that format, using that format. Okay, that is a good option. Now we're going to see how can we use that to make a reduction of the subset of the student. For instance, imagine this is me. I'm going to put the bar a change. Now I can update. You can see this. But also I'm going to put the Alice with the student that had failed the exam. It's important because this this package has the option com. I'm going to put first to see it better. I'm going to put a condition in which we are get less than a half five, and I have to use a string to number total. In that way, I can see that this is the student that has failed the exam. I could use that to make another table. This the people that pass. The sum. Another interesting feature also is that I can the lesson table can be sorted automatically. It's simple, you only have to put this symbol and you can put next to the column you want to use for the sort, and then you can put A if you want to sort alphabetically. In that case, if you want to reverse the sort, and N if you want to sort numerically. For instance, I can put that from the less score to the best score, or here from the best score to the less score. And this sort is completely independent to the sort of the original table. Now I'm going to do another different thing. We're going to put a new table. I'm going to put a new table in which I'm going to put the number of past student, failed student, and the ratio of student. It's simple. I'm going to put the past in that case as column. I can put the count. Of course, I can put the count, the number of students that have passed, that I have passed. So I'm going to put in that way. Okay, I'm going to put passed count failed ratio. You can see, okay, but this only the count. You are going to put the number as wrong. So it's true, but you can actually put formula here. For instance, you can say, I know that I have three students, so the number of fail is 3 minus the pass student. And also I can put the formula is the people, the student that pays, divide into the number total of student. Okay, let's go to put that in that way. If the people that pass is better in that way, and also I can put directly the number of the ratio of student. So in that way I can have a table with the student that passed, the student that failed, and the ratio of people that passed. jot down this type of statistical will be useful for me to see how much has been the sun, how much good has been the exercise. Now I'm going to put a new table. This new table is going to go some statistics. Statistics score. This begin aggregate table final. In this case, I'm going to use not the original table, but the final. I'm going to put final group, final P1, final P2, okay? And as calls, I'm going to put directly how many results I have. I put number. I'm going to put also the mean. You can see that mean total is not working because I'm using this table and I was renamed, the column name was renamed, so it's mean the score. Mean. And dev the score you can obtain STDB SDEV. Sorry, there was an error about that and was 2 decimal, and that is another interesting score. Now I'm going to finish showing how can use to finish it. We are going to see how can combine several table or even aggregate table in a new table. For instance, you can have a table for the practice 1, you can have a table for the practice 2, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to move this table. Well, you can copy or remove, doesn't matter the order. I'm going to put this, identify the result of practice 2, or create an ID. Then we have a previous result and I have a final table. The final table could be complicated, but it's not so much complicated. It's only that I'm going to put something that the formula one, the formula is to make an or lookup first of the second, the same name, considering that is unique. Remote of the same name and let's check another remote of the three element. Okay, that's an error because I don't put yet the ID. So I'm going to copy mark and copy and paste the ID, the unique ID generated. I put that. I think there is missing one finally. Okay, that's right. So if imagine that I change something here, for instance, I put I change that, actually this is changed also, and this is changed. This is a good way to divide the qualification in several files, one for the practice one, one for the practice two, and one final practice that I can finally to export in a final table. Of course, you can make it a lot more pretty, but this is all I want to show you. I hope with this talk you have learned a lot more about all formula, aggregate package, and who can use all this technique to improve your qualification of a student or for whatever you want.